New Hampshire history suggests that absent a major screw-up, a first-term governor is a shoo-in for re-election. And there are certain advantages that often accrue to an incumbent. For instance, political support from communities that have benefited from government spending.
As governor, she fought for the tools and legislation so we can do our job. Some examples of this would be the funding for the Drug Task Force.
That's Ken Chamberlain, president of the Manchester Police Patrolmen's Association.
It's an honor and a privilege to give Governor Maggie Hassan formal endorsement from the Manchester Police Patrolmen's Association for a re-election for governor of the state of New Hampshire.
Thank you so much. It is a tremendous honor to have earned your support in the last election.
The same day Hassan collected that endorsement, Walt Havenstein took a turn gushing over the risks that police take at a forum in Concord.
The dangers they expose themselves to in serving us.
It seemed heartfelt, but when his host, NHPR's Laura Kanoy, noted that all of the state's major police associations had already spurned him in favor of Hassan, Havenstein had only this terse response.
Perfect.
Havenstein knows he's got an uphill climb. Hassan's tenure has given him few obvious handholds. The state budget, the expansion of Medicaid, even an increase in the gas tax were all passed on bipartisan votes. Perhaps by necessity, the former BAE executive's candidacy instead has focused mostly on traditional GOP themes. Preservation of the so-called New Hampshire advantage, for instance. He suggests that Hassan is spending the state towards an income tax, even though she's promised to veto such a measure. He accurately charges that under Hassan, the state's economic recovery has lagged most of New England's.
I don't see a recognition that if you don't have a fundamentally competitive tax structure in the state, businesses are on the margin choose not to grow or choose not to come here or choose not to start here.
Havenstein's chief remedy would be to cut business taxes, cuts he says could be paid for through more efficient government operations. Hassan, meanwhile, is using that agenda to paint a dark picture of a future under Havenstein and to identify him with Bill O'Brien, the polarizing former speaker of the New Hampshire House.
Taking us right back to the kind of devastating cuts we saw under Bill O'Brien, cuts that defunded our university system, cuts that defunded Planned Parenthood and critical services to our children and families.
Havenstein says he would not cut spending for either Planned Parenthood or the university, but he hasn't said how he would preserve them in the face of his proposed business tax cuts. Dean Spiliotis, a political scientist at Southern New Hampshire University, says the gubernatorial election boils down to two competing narratives.
Democrats say, you know, all things considered, things are pretty good in the state and getting better. Republicans say that's just sort of window dressing.
There are other issues. Hassan continues to back allowing a casino in the state, which Havenstein does not. Havenstein would sign a right-to-work bill, hated by unions. Hassan would not. And issues that are dominating the other statewide races are bleeding over. Hassan has tried to undermine Havenstein's contention that he is pro-choice, while just in the last week, Havenstein has been trying to link Hassan to President Obama's unpopular policies.
Everybody is sort of grabbing whatever sort of the general campaign tools that are out there, you know, war on women, unpopular Republican speaker, unpopular Democratic president. They're really trying to kind of motivate their base.
And when it comes to the base, Havenstein, who's never run for office before, is still trying to overcome his relative anonymity, even among Republicans.
Well, I've just heard the sound bites. I haven't heard him.
Rod Forey of Bow is a registered Republican. Forey says he was undecided about Havenstein until he attended this week's forum. Havenstein's blunt talk, he says, won him over.
I was really impressed. He's pretty candid.
But with polls consistently placing Hassan as the first or second most popular politician in the state, Havenstein may have to hope that between now and the election, he can reach many, many more Rod Foreys. For NHPR News, I'm Fred Bever.